Lesson 7. Behaviour.
Exercise 1. Listen.
To be out of one's mind.
Be mad, crazy.
Don't be crazy. You must be out of your mind if you want to climb Mount Everest on your own. To be as thick as thieves.
Of two people. Very friendly.
Jack and Jim are as thick as thieves. They've been friends for years and they can always count on each other. To blow one's own trumpet.
Praise one's own successes.
Oh, come on. Stop blowing your own trumpet. We know how successful you are and you don't need to talk about it all the time. To go one's own way.
To act independently.
We had been partners until Joe decided to go his own way and set up a new business. To be a bull in a china shop.
To be awkward, tactless.
Mary can be so tactless. She acted like a bull in a china shop when she criticised the way I looked at my own birthday party. To be a snake in the grass.
To pretend to be a friend.
It's very sad to discover that someone you once viewed as a friend turns out to be a snake in the grass. To drive someone mad.
To irritate or anger somebody.
My kids really drive me mad. It's so irritating that they keep forgetting their front door keys. To lose one's temper.
To become very angry.
Mary is so patient with the twins. I've never seen her lose her temper. To lose one's head.
To lose the ability to think clearly.
She can usually think clearly in stressful situations, but this time she lost her head and stood there helplessly. To lose one's tongue.
To say nothing because of shyness.
When Judy asked her husband where he had spent the previous night, he lost his tongue and couldn't say a word. To keep one's chin up.
To stay brave and optimistic in a difficult situation.
We really admire Sue for keeping her chin up despite all the trouble she's going through right now. To play the fool.
To behave in a silly way, especially to make people laugh.
Stop playing the fool. You'll fall off that ladder. To show one's teeth.
To show anger or aggression.
This time you have to express how angry you are. Show your teeth. To get on someone's nerves.
To irritate.
Joanna can be really irritating, and if I was to spend more time with her, she would really get on my nerves. To hit below the belt.
To act unfairly or cruelly.
He was really hitting below the belt when he said those nasty things about Judy.